something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Now that God has taught us how to pray, how to receive answers to our praying, don't you think we should pray more? Or we seem to pray less. The more we know, the less we do. You know, I found out those that teach on the subject of healing and miracles, they have the least manifestations in their ministry. The more they teach on healings and miracles, the less healings and miracles they see. Those that actually are gifted and are called in that area don't even teach on healings and miracles so much. They just do it. That's the truth. Most of the time when we find seminars, you know, preacher preaching on the miracles, the power of God, and so on and so forth, let him finish. At the end, see whether anything will happen. You can't give a seminar on the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, and so on and so forth, and then end it with good night. You're not serious. The disciples of Jesus asked him, show us, they said, teach us to pray. Why? They noticed he had answers to his prayers. When Jesus prayed, he had answers. So they said, teach us to pray. Said John taught his disciples to pray. You teach us to pray. They could have gone to John, but they noticed this one had answers. Teach us to pray. Hallelujah. Some years ago, one of our leaders then, many years ago now, came to me and he said, the brethren are not praying. And he was talking about the brethren who were with him, under him. He said, they're not praying. I said, what do you mean? He said, they don't pray. I said to him, go and show them how to pray. You see, there isn't much in teaching how to pray that you can really gain in the technicalities. We learn to pray more by watching others pray. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We are inspired more as we watch others pray. Some of you, when you pray, you put your hand here like this. How did you know? Some of you, when you pray, you walk up and down, up and down. How did you know? It got on you. How? Some of you pray and you go like this. You keep, you know, you just start like this. How did you know? Someone else probably who prayed that way and you felt he got some answers. They have prayed close to you, and as he prayed and you went to doing the same thing. You know, I remember years ago, I even got some tongues from some people that prayed with me. As they prayed, I felt that they just loved Jesus so much, and I picked some of their tongues in the spirit. And I noticed when I prayed, I said the same things they said in other tongues. That's the way to train a new believer. You can't give him all what you know on the subject of prayer. But you say, let's pray. And then he's watching you. You think you're watching him. But every now and then when you turn your back, it goes like this. It's watching you. You lift your hands like this. And how beautiful that is. When we lift our hands to pray to our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Am I still in Ephesians? Ephesians chapter number 6. Glory to God. Ooh, I like this one. Are you there? Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for our saints. Oh, this just about says it all. He says, praying always. That means every time and in all situations. Praying always with all prayer. That means with all manner of prayer. With all manner of prayer. And supplication in the Spirit. Notice it says in the Spirit. Requests in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. What is it to pray in the Spirit? Talk to me. What is it to pray in the Spirit? Huh? Come on now. Come on, come on. Hey, let me hear you. Praying in the Spirit is what? One more time. Say it louder. If you're sure what you're saying, say it louder. Did you say speak it in tongues? No. Listen, there's a difference between praying in the Spirit and praying with the Spirit. All right? Now, to pray with the Spirit means that you're praying in other tongues. All right? He says, I will pray with the Spirit and I'll pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit and I'll sing with the understanding also. He says, when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Now, to pray in the Spirit means to pray in the Word of God. Now, praying in other tongues is also praying in the Spirit, which means that the prayer is coming from the inspiration of your Spirit. I want you to notice what I said. Firstly, I said it's praying in the Word of God. That means we're not just talking about reading out prayer from the Bible. We're talking about the inspiration of the Spirit's that's speaking forth the Word of God through you. So you are speaking, you're praying by revelation. You are praying the Word of God. That's praying in the Spirit. That's praying in the Spirit. And when you get into speaking in other tongues, that's still praying in the Spirit. Why? Because it's the inspiration from your Spirit that's still coming forth. When you begin to pray with prophecy, that's praying in the Spirit. Why? Because the prophecy is also coming by revelation to your spirit. Are you still there? When you find yourself groaning in the Spirit in prayer, that's praying in the Spirit. Are you still there? But they are not all praying with the Spirit. Why? Because when the Spirit prays, He speaks in a heavenly language. If I pray in an unknown tongue, he says, my spirit prayeth, my understanding is unfruitful. And when he prays with the Spirit, he speaks mysteries unto God. So here when it says to pray with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, he's saying that we make requests with revelation. Are you hearing me? So when if you're praying for a certain brother or sister or praying for the church, you pray with revelation in the Word of God. You don't just pray a dumb prayer. Every prayer is not prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, glory to God. You know, you can be standing there and say, you're praying for somebody. Whatever my enemies plan, the pits that they dug for me, they are the ones that will fall inside. When you're praying like that, you're not praying in the Spirit. You're praying in the flesh. Can you see that? And it says for us to walk in the Spirit And we shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. The desire of the flesh is to see the death of your enemy. But the desire of the spirit is to see the salvation of your enemy. Hallelujah. That woman that is tempting my husband, God will kill her. Hey, no! That's your flesh. That's your flesh rising. Your flesh is rising. All the people that are cheating me in my office, God will baptize them with fire. That's your flesh. He says to pray. He says praying always with all manner of prayer, with supplications in the spirit. In the spirit. Stay in the spirit. As you pray, don't be perturbed by what your enemy is trying to do against you. No, stay in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. Jesus said, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Woo, glory to God. So you stay in the spirit. I'm upset. I'm angry. But I refuse to hate. I refuse to hate. I'm full of too much love for me to hate. I can't hate. I don't like what they did. But I can't hate them. I can't dislike them. You understand? I can't curse them. I'm full of too much love. I can't curse them. I can't be bitter. I'm too sweet in my spirit to be bitter. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I can't take record of the wrongs done to me. I can't give them an attention. You know why? I'm so blessed. You don't understand it. You know, when I tell people how blessed I am, I'm so blessed. I can't consider my adversaries. I'm too blessed for that. Oh boy. I'm blessed. You know, the Bible says about Abraham, it says, and God blessed Abraham in all things. That's the way I am. I've been blessed in all things. I've been blessed every way. How could I hate? How could I consider my adversaries? If they were as blessed as myself, they wouldn't be my enemies. They wouldn't be angry with me. They wouldn't hate me. They wouldn't despise me. But they're not as blessed as I am. So I feel sorry for them. You understand? I didn't make this happen. I didn't ask God for the blessing. It was just His choice. He chose me. Oh, Shatakabaya. He chose me. I don't have anything to do with it. He chose me. He said, son, I have chosen you.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.
This is a continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
So I smile and laugh my way through life. Hallelujah. He said, son, don't be moved by your adversaries. He said, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. So I'm just riding with him, riding through life. Hallelujah. That's all I know in my life. Promotion, increase, moving forward, advancement. That's all I know. Forward and upward. That's all I know. Hallelujah. You know what God said? He said to Jacob, he said, I will not leave you until I have done everything that I said. And God said to me, son, I will not leave you until I fulfill all my word in your life. And the final fulfillment is when I meet with him in the air. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you still here? He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Hey, glory to God. In the Spirit. Sundabashakatamaya. When you pray and confess your pain, you are not praying in the Spirit. When you're talking about, oh God, all those people over there, they are witches. Oh God, we are afraid of them. No, you are not seeing in the Spirit. Listen, you've been raised together with Christ. You've been made to sit together with Christ. You are not afraid of witches. You are not afraid of wizards. You are not afraid of robbers. You are not afraid of them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are praying in the Spirit. We take up the word of God. And we pray in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. I told you a long time ago, I had a revelation. There was a man, I believe it was cancer or so, he was said to be sick of cancer, needing healing. And God said, I'll show you something. As I stood before that man, I noticed there was no sickness in him. He was a believer. I couldn't see anything like sickness. There was no cancer in him. But oh, he was sick and dying of it. He wanted healing. But I looked through the eyes of God. I couldn't trace the cancer. I couldn't trace the disease. Then God said, son, if only they could see from where you see. Are you hearing me? Praying in the Spirit. If only you could see that the man that you're praying for, that the woman that you're praying for, no weapon fashioned against them shall prosper. And then you prophesy it. Father, in the name of Jesus, as Brother John travels, no evil shall befall him. No plague shall come nigh him. No weapon fashioned against him shall prosper. You pray as a priest. You speak as a king. Why? You are a royal priest. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Liba lava shanda labahaya. Oh, glory to God. You say, Father, I pray for all those who live in this estate tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus, the angels of God surround this place. The hand of God is upon every one of us. The presence of the Lord is in this place. I speak as a king. I pray as a priest. Oh, glory to God. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. My. I know who I am. We are praying for all pregnant women in the church. All of our sisters that are expecting, all expecting mothers, and as we intercede, no complications, we decree in the name of Jesus, every pregnancy will carry its full course, and a child will be born healthy, strong, as a blessing to the family, in the name of Jesus. We come against accidents, we come against mishandling of doctors, we come against wrong prescriptions, in the name of Jesus. We release angels to guide them and to lead them in the name of Jesus. We decree health for the mother. We decree health for the baby in the name of Jesus. No doctor will mislead them. No nurses will mislead them. Father, because your angels are with them in the name of Jesus. And they're going to give birth, and we're going to dedicate those babies in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. My. We are priests of God. Are you hearing me? And as we intercede and pray, because people are coming to church on Sunday, and Father, in the name of Jesus, every one of them that heard the gospel this week, every one of them that heard the message this week, no devil will steal the word from their hearts. In the name of Jesus, we command the devil to withdraw from them. Withdraw your thoughts, withdraw your manipulations, stop your maneuvers on their minds. In the name of Jesus, we decree as kings that they are coming to church. They are coming, they are coming, they are coming. We receive them from the north, we receive them from the south, we receive them from the east, we receive them from the west, in the name of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You have become a praying priest. You have become a praying priest, a speaking king, a talking, decreeing king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Open your mouth and pray now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray as a king. Pray as a priest. Decree God's word. Hallelujah. Oh, Marabashele Boga Bahaya. Liba Laba Santa Bahaye. Sondelebo Shakata Lamandelebo Saba. Shema Nabodebo Shada. Strength for God's people. Strength for God's people. God granting you strength. Strengthening you with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Hey, Pashomalabaya Gadahaya. Ah. Hallelujah. We praise Thee, O Lord. We give You glory and adoration, O Lord. We worship Thee. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Sit down for a moment. Are you refreshed?
Are you stirred in your spirit? Will you pray? Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. Lift your hands toward heaven. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher and our guide. Yes, you said, I will not leave you comfortless. You told us that you will send the Spirit, and He has come. He has come to strengthen us, to teach us, to lead us, to guide us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your ministry in our lives. With you, we cannot fail. With you, there is no darkness for us. Hallelujah. We honor you. Thank you for taking charge of our lives. Thank you for teaching us the word. Thank you for strengthening our spirit with might. Thank you. And now again, you've taught us, and we are refreshed. We are blessed. We are improved. We are better than we were before. And we are making progress. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bless your children tonight. I bless them in your name. I bless them with your presence. I bless them with your word. I bless them with the Holy Ghost. Your hand rests upon each one of them. They are protected in their going out and in their coming in. No evil shall befall them. No plague shall come nigh their dwelling. 1,000 shall fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand. But it shall not come nigh them. Yes, because they are surrounded as the mountains are round about Jerusalem. So you have encamped round about them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.